It seems that the disciples were constantly having difficulty in understanding Jesus and his teachings.
好似咧，嗰啲門徒咧，時時都有個困難去明白耶穌同埋佢嘅教導。
Now you may see their fundamental problem.
而家咧，我哋就睇到佢哋嗰個基本上嘅問題。
Yes, they were hearing him and evaluating his actions and words by worldly standards, not by heavenly ones.
係嘅，因為佢哋咧係聽同埋去評估耶穌嗰個嘅行為同埋佢嘅説話咧，係用一個嘅世界嘅尺度嚟去做，而唔係係屬於天上嗰個嘅尺度。
Last Sunday we learned how Peter misunderstood Christ and the necessity of this cross for his own salvation and God's mission.
喺上個星期日咧，我哋就睇到就係學到咧，就係話彼得咧，佢係誤解咗耶穌基督同埋嗰個十字架嗰個嘅需要，個需要咧就係為佢自己嗰個救恩同埋上帝嗰個嘅使命。
Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
耶穌就咁樣講話，如果有人要跟從我咧，就要捨己，背起佢嘅十字架嚟跟從我。
But their misunderstanding is still evident in today's gospel lesson.
而門徒嗰個嘅誤解咧，就喺今日嘅經文當中咧，亦都係好明顯睇到嘅。
They were mixing their worldly values with the kingdom ones.
佢哋咧就係將到嗰個嘅價值觀咧，係世界嘅價值觀咧，同埋天國嗰個價值觀咧，係混淆咗。
Jesus was on his way through Galilee.
耶穌咧，佢係喺經過加利利嘅時候。
Traveling with his disciples, Jesus wanted to use the opportunity to teach them.
耶穌喺一個嘅行路過程嘅路程當中咧，就想用一個機會嚟去教導嗰啲門徒。
While they were alone, he told his disciples about his impending death.
當耶穌係單獨同佢哋一齊嘅時候咧，耶穌就同佢哋講到佢哋耶穌佢自己將會臨到嗰個嘅死亡。
The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands.And they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again.
人子將要被交在人手裏面，他們要殺害他，被殺之後，過了3天，他就要復活。
But the disciples didn't understand what he was saying.
但啲門徒不明白耶穌所講的。
Not only was it unthinkable to that he would be killed, but the view of the Messiah was much different.
不單止咧，佢哋唔信耶穌係會係被殺，而且咧，佢哋對尼賽亞嗰個嘅觀點係完全係唔同嘅。
So perhaps it was beyond their comprehension.
所以咧，這個可能就真係佢哋喺佢哋理解之外啦。
They could not understand that Messiah would be willing to die to reveal the love of God.
佢哋唔明白一個尼賽亞係願意去死嚟去彰顯上帝嘅愛嘅。
When they came to the Capernaum, he then asked a very embarrassing question. What were you arguing about on the way?
當我哋嚟到加百隆嘅時候，耶穌問咗一個令佢哋好尷尬嘅一個問題，就係你哋喺路上議論緊嘅係咩呢？
They remained silent because what they had been arguing about was a petty matter.
咁佢哋咧就冇出聲，因為咧佢哋喺度議論緊拗緊嘅嘢咧，係一啲好微小嘅嘢嚟嘅。
They were at odds with each other over the question of which one of them was greatest among them。
佢哋彼此有依個嘅爭拗咧，就係因為佢哋想知道喺佢哋當中邊個係比較大。
How typical and human it was for them to have indulged in that kind of dialogue.
就係依一個咧，係好典型嘅，亦都係好人性化嘅，就係佢哋係喺一種嘅咁嘅交談當中。
While Jesus was talking about his suffering and death, they were arguing who was the greatest among them.
當耶穌喺度講緊佢嘅受苦同埋佢將要嘅死亡嘅時候，啲門徒就喺度拗緊邊個做最大。
They, not unlike us, thought about benefits.Not responsibilities, privilege, not duty.
就佢哋同我哋都一樣，就係喺度諗緊嘅咧，就係一啲嘅好處，而唔係責任。諗緊一啲嘅佢嘅益處，而唔係一啲嘅職責。
While Jesus was talking about suffering and dying, and they could only think of power, prestige, and position.
當耶穌喺度講緊佢嘅受苦同埋佢嘅死亡嘅時候，門徒諗到嘅咧就係權力、名望同埋佢嘅職位。
The power struggles behind the scene are not much different from what take place today, even in churches, among church leaders and within congregation.
就係佢啲喺背後嘅一啲權力鬥爭咧，對我哋今日嘅嚟講咧，都唔係有啲咩唔同。甚至係喺教會嘅領袖當中，喺會眾當中都有發生。
Often these tug of wars and top battles diminish church's ability to serve community and people, and forsake God's expectation for His churches.
好多時一啲咁嘅拉腳戰啊，依啲咁嘅爭鬥咧，係削弱咗教會嘅能力嚟去服侍佢嘅社區同埋周圍嘅人，甚至咧係。他们是离弃了上帝对教会那个的期望。
Then Jesus asked them to gather around him.
所以耶稣呢跟着就叫他们围埋在坐埋。
It was custom in those days for rabbis to be seated and surrounded by their disciples.
就在当时来讲呢是一个习惯的就是那个拉比的夫子呢就坐低然后那些学生呢就坐在他的周围。
He said to them, whoever wants to be the first,must be the last of all and servant of all.
咁佢咧就话啦，如果有人愿意作首先嘅咧，他必要作众人嘅末后嘅，作众人嘅用人。
There was a child in the home where they had gathered. Jesus took him and held in his arms and said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me."
咁啊喺。當時當中有一個細佬哥，所以耶穌就叫一個細佬哥過來，就對他叫他站在他們門徒中間，又抱起他，就對他們說了，他說凡為我的名接待一個好像這個小孩的，就是接待我，凡接待我的，不是接待我，乃是接待那個差我來的。
Yes, in a simple and clear and concise way, he taught his disciples how to be great.
就係嘅，就係用一個好簡單、好簡潔、好易明嘅一個方法咧。耶穌就教導佢嘅門徒點樣去成為大。
Greatness is being last, a servant, and having a faith like a little child.
做大咧，就偉大咧，係需要係做最後嘅，係要成為一個嘅仆人嘅，同埋有好似一個小孩子嗰種嘅信心。
But it is so difficult, isn't it?To be willing to play second fiddle in life.
但係咪有時咧就係好難嘅，只要我哋要居次位做副手，實在係好難嘅。
We all want to be the first and only the first.
就好多時我哋都係想做第一嘅，係要做第一嘅。
Greatness, success, fame, power, and so on—they all are related to our desire to be the first.
而家都好似偉大啦、成功啦、名望啦、權能啦，依啲等等咧，都係同我哋嗰個想做大、做第一嗰、那個願望係有關係嘅。
We think the time may never come when we are content to be the last, but might be we settle for being put in second place.
好多時咧，我哋都覺得哇，要我做最後嗰、那個，依、這個係唔會嚟到嘅一個咁嘅時刻。或者要我做第二居次位。
J. Wallace Hamilton called this kind of desire drum major instinct.
咁有一個嘅人咧，佢就講話一種嘅嗰個嘅期望咧，就好似龍頭大哥嗰種嘅直覺。
We all want to be the important, to surpass others, to achieve a distinction, to lead the parade.
我哋個個咧都想係做重要嗰、那個，係超越人哋嘅，去有一啲好卓越嘅成就，去帶領一個嘅遊行。
For example, when is your last time you ever saw a sportsman hold up two fingers that? Yeah, we are number two.
就係你有幾可能你會睇見有啲嘅嗰啲運動嘅 fans 咧，就會係舉起兩隻手話：係啊，我哋係排第二噶。
Yet Jesus reminded his disciples that they must be willing to be the last.
係嘅，耶穌咧就提醒佢嘅門徒就話佢哋需要願意係成為末後嘅。
Yet another time, Jesus told them that many who are first will be last, and the last will be first.
而且耶稣亦都有好多次嘅提醒门徒，就话好多喺在前嘅将要在后，在后嘅将要在前。
How easy is it is in life to be disgruntled and put out by little sight and the hurts that comes our way?
有好多时咧，我哋系有好多嘅细微嘅嘢，或者有啲嘅伤害嘅嘢，系令到我哋好唔开心。
What often destroy a relationship are not the great and important issues, but the little things.
有好多时伤害一个嘅关系嘅咧，通常都唔系一啲好大嘅或者好重要嘅一啲嘅问题，反而系一啲微小嘅事。
We also have learned to say there is nothing wrong with having an ego.
而且咧，有时我哋亦都学习讲话，哦，实际我哋有呢个自我冇乜问题啊。
The world tells us the law of preservation, and if you do not look out for yourself, no one will do for you.
而世界亦都话俾我哋听，你唔顾住自己，边有人顾你啊
？Therefore, in life, we are looking out for only for ourselves.
所以咧喺我哋嘅生活当中咧，好多时我哋就系自己顾自己，顾住自己嘅。
But in the process, we end up making the world into a jungle where all kinds of animals are fighting for survival.
但喺呢个过程当中咧，我哋就整到好似个世界咧，就好似个森林咁样，就好多嘅动物喺度为咗生存嚟去争斗。
However, the way of Jesus is different.
但系咧，上帝嘅方法，耶稣嘅方法咧系唔同嘅。
The kingdom values are so different from the earthly and worldly ones.
而天国嗰个嘅价值。同埋我哋地上嘅世界嘅价值系完全唔同嘅。
If we are to be the true followers, we must be willing to place others before ourselves.
如果我哋要成为真正嘅跟随者，我哋系要愿意将自己摆喺人哋嘅后边。
You and I can save our own life by losing it.
我哋如果要系赢取生命，系要丧掉生命。
Is it clear to you now?
而家你。聽明嗎?
Sorry, there's no other way.
好對唔住，係冇第二個方法。
Anthony de Mello described the kingdom of God this way.
有一個嘅神父咧，曾經係咁樣嘅去形容天國。
The kingdom of God is like two brothers who were called by God to give up all they had and serve humanity.
咁啊，天國咧就好似有兩個兄弟，佢被上帝呼召去。摆上佢哋嘅一切嚟去服侍人。
The older responded to the call generously, though he had to wrench his heart from his family and the girl he loved, and dreamed the marrying.
系最大嗰个哥咧，佢嘅回应咧系好慷慨嘅。咁佢咧就系虽然咧佢系要摆低佢嘅家人，甚至系为到佢要放弃佢嗰个好喜爱嗰个嘅女子嚟去伤痛，甚至佢呢个嘅将来要同佢结婚呢一个嘅梦想都系要仔低。
He eventually went off to a distant land where he spent himself in the service of the poorest of the poor.
咁最后咧，佢就系去到一个好遥远嘅地方，喺嗰度咧，佢系服侍嗰啲。貧窮當中最貧窮嘅。
A persecution arose in that country, and he was arrested, falsely accused, tortured, and put to death.
咁喺後嚟咧，喺呢個嘅國家當中咧有迫害，咁所以咧佢就被捉，甚至咧係有錯誤嘅指控，亦都對佢有好多嘅折磨，最後佢又要死嘅。
And the Lord said to him.
最後咧見到主嘅時候，主對佢話。
Well done, good and faithful servant. You gave me 1,000 talents worth of service. I shall now give you 1,000,000,000,000 talents worth of reward. Enter into joy of the Lord.
咁上帝对佢话：好，你有良善有忠心嘅仆人，你俾我咧系一个1,000蚊嘅价值嘅一个嘅服务。而家咧我俾你系一个10亿价值嘅奖赏。你就入到嚟我哋嘅喜樂當中啦。
The younger boy's response to the call was less than generous.
但個細仔咧，嗰個細佬咧就冇咁樣嘅咁好嘅一個嘅回應喎。
He decided to ignore it and go ahead to marry the girl he loved.
咁佢就冇理到上帝嘅呼召，佢就繼續嘅去結婚同佢個喜愛嘅女仔結婚。
He enjoyed a happy and married life. His business prospered and he became famous and rich.
咁佢咧就繼續咧就係有一個好好嘅事業，咁然後佢就成為一個又出名又有錢嘅人。
Occasionally he would give alms to the poor.
咁啊間中咧佢都會幫助下嗰啲貧窮人嘅。
And when it was his turn to die, the Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
咁啊到佢死嘅時候，見到主又同佢講：好，你又良善又忠心嘅仆人。
You have given me 10 talents worth of service. I shall now give you a billion talents worth of reward. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
你俾我咧係好似10蚊嘅價值嘅一個嘅服務，但我而家俾你咧係10億價值嘅獎賞，你入嚟我個喜樂當中啦。
The old boy was surprised when he heard that his brother was to get the same reward as he.
咁做阿哥嗰個咧。就好驚訝，細佬同我一樣都係攞到同樣嗰個嘅獎賞。
But he was so pleased, so he said to Lord, knowing this as I do, if I were to born and live my life again, I would still do exactly I did for you.
咁佢聽咗之後，佢都好開心，為細佬開心。咁佢話：哦，主啊，我就算我知道呢件事咧，如果我能夠係重新再嚟過。再一次嘅活我嘅生命咧，我都會仍然係做我所做嘅。
Isn't that the true love？
依個係咪一個真正嘅愛咧
？In the other hand, Jesus extols the virtue of the being a servant。
就係另一方面嚟睇，我哋就睇到耶穌實在喺度讚揚緊作為一個仆人嘅美德。
By worldly standard, a person should strive to be able to hire more servants and not be a servant。
在世界觀來說呢，我們人呢是應該是追求 去請更多的僕人，而不是自己成為那個僕人。
But Jesus totally reversed the line of thinking.
但是耶穌呢，就我們這個思想呢，是有一個完全相反 的想法。
Greatness can only be found by those who are willing to serve others.
偉大呢，我們能夠只是在那些願意去服侍人的身上找到的。
We need to keep in mind this important fact that placing ourselves always over others or self-serving result only destructive consequences.
我哋要时时去记住一个好重要嘅一个嘅事实咧，就系话，如果我哋时时嘅将自己挤喺人哋面前咧，会带嚟嘅就系一个破坏嘅后果。
It is also for this reason that Jesus encouraged his followers to remember that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
亦都係因為咁嘅原因，所以耶穌咧時時鼓勵佢嘅跟從者去記得一樣嘢，就係話施比受更為有福。
There's a story in the Talmud teaches about it.
又喺一個嘅嗰啲猶太嘅法典入邊咧，有個嘅故仔係咁樣講嘅。
The tent of Abraham and Sarah was constantly open to strangers, for they both knew that hospitality was a gift that came directly from God.
就係亞伯拉罕同埋撒拉嗰個嘅帳篷咧，佢哋時時咧都係打開嘅，去歡迎嗰啲嘅陌生人嚟到嘅，因為佢哋知道咧款待依個係上帝直接俾佢哋嘅一個嘅恩典嚟嘅。
One day, Abraham invited an old man to join him for a meal.
咁有一日咧，亞伯拉罕咧就邀請一個老伯去到佢嘅嗰度嚟去一齊享用一個嘅一餐。
When they finished eating, the old man thanked his host for the fine gift.
咁佢食完之後咧，這個老伯咧就多謝嗰個嘅主人去所俾佢一切。
You need not thank me, Abraham assured him.
咁你亞伯拉罕咧就同佢講，佢話你唔需要多謝我啊。
Whatever I have given you come from God of creation. Thanks God。
佢話我所俾你嘅咧都係嚟自一個創造宇宙嘅上帝嘅，你感謝上帝啦。
Why would I bother to thank you, God, when I have my own？
咁個老伯就話：我點解要去多謝你個上帝啫？我都有我自己嗰個㗎。
The old man said, reaching into his pack。
咁你嗰個老闆一路講嘅時候咧，佢就喺佢個袋嗰度攞啲嘢啦。
He drew out a wooden idol and set it on the floor. This is the God whom I intend to thank for taking care of me.
咁佢喺佢個袋度咧就攞出嚟一個嘅木嘅偶像仔，咁然後咧就擠佢喺嗰個嘅地下嗰度。佢話：依個神咧就係我係要去多謝嘅，佢因為佢成日都關照住我嘅。
Abraham was furious. How dare you worship a God made with hands? He shouted.
咁亞伯拉罕咧就好嬲啦，佢就話：你點可以去敬拜一個用手做出嚟嘅神㗎？
He seized the man and threw him out of the tent. I'm sorry that I ever wasted my hospitality on you. He concluded.
咁亞伯拉罕咧就捉住嗰個老闆，然後就趕佢出去嗰個佢嗰個嘅帳棚嗰度。咁然後佢就話：唉，我真係唔應該嘥我啲時間喺依一個咁嘅人身上。
But before the old man was out of sight, Abraham heard a voice calling his name.
咁但係喺一個老伯未走遠嘅時候咧，亞伯拉罕就聽到一個嘅聲音嗌佢個名。
Yes, Lord, the patriarch answered.
咁亞伯拉罕就話：是主。
For 80 years, I have protected and cared for the old man you just threw out of your tent. All this time, though he has given credit to his wooden idol, I have continued to claim him as my own.
喺過去80年咧，我都喺度保守住同埋關顧住依個嘅老伯嘅，就係嗰個啱啱你掟佢出去個會幕嗰個。咁啊喺依一段時間咧，雖然佢將一切歸功於喺佢嗰個木造嘅偶像當中，但我仍然都係算佢為我屬於我嘅人。
Although he knows no better, Abraham, you do.Now go find the old man and bring him back.
佢話：雖然佢嗰個老闆佢唔知啫，佢唔明白啫，但係亞伯拉罕你明白噶嘛？所以你就快啲出去帶翻佢翻嚟。
Make him welcome. You are to serve even those who do not understand that there is but one God.
要讓佢讓嗰個老闆都要覺得你係歡迎佢嘅。而且咧，你又要學習去服侍，甚至係嗰啲唔明白上帝係唯一獨一上帝嘅人。
Not only Jesus constantly makes this point, but he also consistently lives this way.
唔單止耶穌係時時嘅去講出依一點嘅一個嘅觀點，甚至佢自己嘅生活，佢亦都係活出依一個嘅生活。
Even on the last night of his life.When he had gathered with his disciples to have his last supper, what did he do?
甚至喺最後佢嘅一晚嘅時候，當佢同佢嘅門徒一齊喺享用嗰個最後嘅晚餐嘅時候，佢做咗啲咩咧？
The Gospel of John tells that during the meal, Jesus got up, took off his garment, and placed a towel around and washed the feet of his disciples.
佢喺嗰度咧就講到係喺個晚餐之後咧，耶穌就站起嚟脱咗衣服，拿起一條嘅手巾束腰。
Then he said to them，
而且咧佢就係幫門徒洗腳，而且佢就對門徒講
：So if I, your Lord and Teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet。
佢話：我就係你哋嘅夫子，尚且洗你哋嘅腳，你哋也當彼此洗腳。
For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you.
我給你們作了榜樣，叫你們照著我向你們所做的去做。
Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one he sent them.
我實實在在的告訴你們，仆人不能夠大於主人，差人的亦不能大於差他的人。
If you know these things, you are blessed. If you do them,
你哋几知道这样嘅事？若是去行，就有福了。
To serve is high calling, and when you and I want to serve God, we must remember that we must serve humanity as Jesus showed us.
要去服侍咧，实在系一个好高嘅一个嘅呼召嚟嘅。当我哋要去话去要去服侍神嘅时候咧，我哋要记得。我哋一定要去服侍人，好似耶穌咁樣。
Albert Schweitzer told a graduating class in 1935。
有一個嘅神學家咧，佢係對喺1935年嘅一班嘅畢業生咁樣話。
I do not know what your destiny will be。
我唔知道你哋將來嘅命運會係點樣。
Some of you will perhaps occupy remarkable positions.
你哋當中可能有啲咧係會有好卓越嘅職位。
Perhaps some of you will become famous by your pen or as artist.
或者你哋當中咧有好多會係成為出名嘅作家或者係一啲嘅藝術家。
But I know one thing.
但我知道有一樣嘢。
The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve.
但你哋為喺當中。如果是說找到有開心喜樂的呢，就是那些能夠是學習去服侍的人。
Is Stanley Jones the great missionary you once said?
有一個的 很出名的一個的宣教士曾經這樣說，
The man is not greatest when he has greatest number of servants, but the man is greatest who serves the greatest number of people.
他說一個人呢，他不是因為他有很多的仆人所以他成為大，反而呢他是因為他要服侍了很多人所以他成為大。
How many times I wonder was Jesus hurt by the failure and apathy of those who were close to him?
就有很多時候呢，我想就耶穌曾經何時成日都是被有他周圍的人的一些的失敗啊，或者一些的冷漠啊，所覺得是傷害的。
Not only they didn't understand him, but they also let him down.
不單止他們有時不明白他，甚至會令他失望的。
How many times we, you and I, have hurt Jesus, let him down, or failed by not responding appropriately to his calling?
而我們有沒有有很多時呢都是傷害了耶穌，因為我們是令他失望，我們沒有去 很正確的去回應他對我們的呼召。
Yet Jesus always comes back to us and forgives us and renews us.
但耶穌呢時時都會回來去給我們再一次的機會 去饒恕我們，甚至去更新我們。
His love for all humanity, especially for us who has been with him, is beyond description.
上帝耶穌對我們 的愛，甚至他是願意是時時的與我們一起，這個實在是俾我哋係好難想像到嘅。
Just imagine how Jesus looks you in His eyes。
你係嘗試去想像一下耶穌望住你嘅時候。
With that in mind, again, I am asking to each of you。
當我哋係咁樣諗嘅時候，我再一次嘅想向你一個又有一個嘅發問。
Are you willing to serve Him？
你願唔願意去服侍佢呢？
Are you willing to be the last and serve others for Jesus' sake?
你愿唔愿意为咗耶稣嘅愿意，你为咗耶稣嘅原因，你系愿意成为末后嘅去服侍其余嘅人啊？
May God richly bless all your hearts when you say, "Yes, Lord, I will serve you."
愿上帝系厚厚嘅祝福你，当你嘅心愿意咁样讲。主，我是願意去服侍你。
I'm willing to be the last for your sake, serve for the sake of your kingdom.
我願意為了你的緣故，我做最後的。我願意為了你天國的緣故，我去服侍。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.